ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له. واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. في ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أن نذكر في ما في جسد أن يسير الخوف سبحانه صلى الله عليه وسلم. We first just remind ourselves clearly on one of the wishes that Allah Ta'ala has given. And giving the master whatever is to be we should be able to remind ourselves that Allah is oriented, but in that we are important to him. Remind or reminder benefits to be served. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Indeed, we have admonish those that have been given the scripture before you, what is they are doing. And your brother admonish you also, and it's not only more of that, that you need to keep your relationship to Allah after what? Here Allah commands the time. That not what is paramount as far as the media is concerned, the worship of Allah is concerned. That is why we hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he intends to commend any someone, he begins with admonition to him to their Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha Allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhan nas taqullaha rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. So it is like admonition to you to have taqwa, to have the fear of Allah in them. That thing that is called taqwa. And the taqwa is virtually the result for everything we do. Whatever you do of the worship of Allah, it is for you to attain taqwa. Ya Allah, you are talking to me, you are talking to me. وَيَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You see, ubudiyah, even the worship of Allah. Allah says, O mankind, worship your Lord, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, who created you. وَيَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and he created those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you have a word. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Imam Fatih Hamid described for you that you have to call. So it means taqwa is very, very important. Taqwa is core. It is very important. It is the thing that you are to lose because of Allah. لَا تَتَّقُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقَى. Allah says, do not purify yourselves. It is Allah that knows who fear Him. Because taqwa ha-huna, like the Prophet, taqwa is in the heart. Taqwa has a lot of benefit. Taqwa has a lot of benefit. The person who worships Allah, gives his duty to Allah, and acquires taqwa, Allah says, Allah has given him a lot of goods. Allah has given him a lot of benefit. Allah wants good for him. Kalau kita kuat, Allah lebih lebih tinggi. Allah yang tertinggal itu adalah dunia api di Musa. Allah terbesar dalam takwa, Allah yang terakhir tinggi. Allah yang tinggi atau orang yang tertinggal itu adalah Muhammad. Al-Mu'ayyi pada hari ini. Bagaimana kita awal sampai tadi? Bagaimana kita awal sampai tadi? Tapi ini waktu kami takwa. If we are parents, we are parents. We need taqwa more than any other person. Or also achieve that essence of parenthood. A taqwa is used for being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's identity of it. It is al-istighfar. Being careful, being conscious. Not being carefree and careless. If one has on this floor, in the tile floor, and there are pieces of glass on the floor, and one is to walk here to there, half through those shattered glasses, then the way a person will walk, he will watch before he moves or takes his step. He will be careful to see where he wants to place his foot. What the person is doing is taqwa. He's being careful, he's being watchful, he's been trying to do what will not come here. That is taqwa. So when Allah says do, he tries to do. When he says don't do, he tries to avoid it. That is taqwa. Now taqwa, as far as parenting is concerned, is the key to success of parenting. Today we have a society that is always failing, if not a failed society. We have a society where parents that are supposed to be one of the cause or the drivers of success. We have a driver of success. These three corners must be present for a society to be successful. One corner is the mosque. The teachers, the ta'limat that will come from the mosque is the one corner. The other is from the home. The home is another corner that is all the resources of the society. Then we have ta'limat, teachers, and others. And the third is education. So people will learn, they will go to school. Now, if these three corners are solid, a society will progress. Parents are doing their work, the monk is doing his job, and education is also doing its job. That society will succeed. It will advance. But today we have a society where virtually all of these three angles are problematic. So one of the angles we are trying to see how we can correct that is the angle of parenting, which is a very vital aspect as far as any society is concerned. And it is the happiness and joy of every parent that is successful in his parenting, that his children should succeed as sound human beings. But where many people get it wrong is the method of making their children upright. There are parents who feel that if you want your children to succeed, then you have to succeed materially and leave some wealth for your children so that they can inherit that wealth. They should not be left in poverty. There are parents who have this ideology. They don't take care of the children, they only work for the children, they complain to the children. And children whose parents are slaves to them never benefit their parents. They will use their parents as slaves until their parents die. Because that is the training the parents have given to them, that they are their slaves. So they will use them like slaves until they leave this world. Those who will work tirelessly for nothing other than I want my children not to go through the suffering I went through. They don't give them training. They don't give them education. They don't give them the moral upbringing they require. They only amass wealth, whether halal or haram, and they want to keep this wealth for them. They are failed parents, and these children will not benefit them. Experience, life has shown that those who benefit from their children are those who make their children to serve them. Not those who serve their parents, children. No, parents who make their children to serve them benefit from their children more than those who serve their children. Because that is the pattern of parenting, that the children should be the ones to serve their parents. But how many parents grew their children to serve them? How many parents have not turned themselves to them? Confirming the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Antalil al-amatu rabbataha." Mothers are giving back to their masters and their mistress because of the relationship they have with their children. You do everything for them. A child that is supposed to be working for you, you are working for him, washing his clothes, pressing his clothes for him, because you want him to study, you want him to eat. When it is time for you to go somewhere, you say, okay, let me go for you. I am the living witness. In my department, a parent came with his son. And he was supposed to go to the Senate building to get a clearance. He came with the son that is in the university. And when they told him that now you have to go to the Senate, he told him to sit down on court. The boy sat down, and the son went to the Senate. Thank God he met a man that knew what he was doing. He met a professor in my department, and when he got there, he said, where is the boy? He said, he's in the department. He said, are you crazy? Do you not know what you are in? If the boy is not right enough to take his back, take it back home, why should you leave the boy and you are suffering because of the boy? He sent the man back. The man had to go and say he came with the boy. That is wrong. This is how many people train their children to be. They starve. They are enslaved to their children's interests. When children, when students resume in university, I have seen with my eyes a parent carrying a box on his head and his son carrying a bag on his back, a university student. These are parents that have come to slaves to their children. They will not benefit from the children because the children will see them as slaves. They will stamp them till death and take it as an hour to rob that they have. People give back to their master. Don't treat children like that. It is not law. You are not showing them law. You are making them to become irresponsible. You are making them to become people without sense. They will be important sensitive to your life. See children who will stay with their parents. Maybe the mother is crying akara, or she has a restaurant she's operating, and the boy is the one that is washing plate. He's with that, goes to the market and buys. They only actually remember their parents better. Because they have been brought up to serve their parents. When they grow up and serve them, they continue to serve them. Parents should not allow themselves to become slaves to their children. So they should become slaves to their children. So that is one model some people have. That they should starve their children, make them have wealth when they leave, so that the children will have what to survive from. That is not the way. That is not the way. Some will say, okay, we'll try as much as possible to empower our children. They will empower them with knowledge, register them with the best of schools, take them to the expensive schools, work for them, do everything that will make education easy for them. And they think that is what will keep the children upright. That is also a wrong model. As good as it is, then it is good that you educate them. It is good that you give them quality education. But that is not the key to their success. A lot of children have gone to school and they become wayward. They get the best of education, and when they get to a certain level, they talk in the black life. There are many models that people try. Because everybody's joy, every parent's joy is that I want my children to succeed. Who are all? And the Quran talks us often about the Hamlet and Zuajina, but who are Yasna over the Aina? Well, the Aina is not the Queen now. We pray that Ya Allah, our children, because our parents will pray that we are able to get to let my children get there, let my children be higher than myself. That's what we really do. So it is fundamental that everybody wants his children to succeed. But how do we make them succeed? That is where we try. We use different models. But what is the model the Quran gives to us? What is the model that we can find in the Quran that is the most effective model? The most effective model is for you as parents to have taqwa to Allah. That is the most effective model. Between you and Allah, let the relationship be nice. Connect with Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَيْخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَنْفَرَقُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا وَلَيْخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَنْفَرَقُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا. Those who probably will leave very young children behind them. Now when they leave little children behind them, they will be afraid. That's all. These children are young. If you know you are the child that you would fear, and that is how every parent is. A parent does not want to die and leave his children young. He will be what will be their fate? Allah says, if you are the child that you would fear, when you leave young children behind you, Allah says, from yet couple more. If you know you will be afraid, you need one good for your children, and you don't want them to suffer when you leave. But we get helpful more, and let those people fear Allah. When you are called as the leader, let them say righteous words, straightforward words, truth. That is the model for us. That the taqwa of Allah that you have will preserve your children for you. You see in the fact that Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون أهل أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Those who have taqwa, they are the الذين قالوا رحم الله, who say Allah is our Lord, ثم استقاموا في الدنيا الأخرى. At the point of their death, Allah said, فتنزل عليهم الملائكة, the angels of Allah will descend on them. What will the angels be saying? Allah taqafu wa la ta'afu. La taqafu wa la ta'afu. This is giving black guidance for two things. La taqafu, do not be afraid. Afraid of what confronts you. Afraid of what is ahead of you. Be it the life of the grave, la taqafu. Be it the hellfire, la taqafu. Be it the tribulations of the day of Qiyamah, لا تخاف ولا تحزن. Then you speak. Don't be sad that you are leaving your own children behind you. Don't be sad that you are leaving your wife behind you. Don't be sad that your children are still young. لا تحزن. Don't be sad. نحن أولياء في الحياة الدنيا. We are your guardians. You are أولياء in the life of this world. So it means that if a person establishes ubudiyah between him and Allah, he worships Allah. Allah will use that relationship to protect your children. Allah will use that relationship to protect whatever you leave behind you. And even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears your life, you'll be happy to use them. With your taqwa, you can hold your children. with your loved one, your children can be more bright. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, So, anything we want to do, we need to incorporate the fear of Allah in our affairs. For Allah to help us raise our children well, let me tell you see our child again. But if you do your best to do more, except Allah gives you the weak. Now, what Allah will use to give you the weak is to make your relationship between you and him. سعيد بن جبير استولد عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما إني لأزيد في الصلاة I used to increase my صلاة من أجل ابني هذا because of this my son. I pray much because of my son. That is the investment. His investment is in Salah. I am investing in Salah for my son, so that Allah will protect me in my son. Allah will give him his kifama in Sadat. Muhammad ibn al-Mukadir said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَعْبُدُ الرَّجُلُ فِي وَلَدِهِ وَفِي أَوْلَادِ أَوْلَادِهِ وَفِي أَوْلَادِ أَوْلَادِ أَوْلَادِهِ Allah will protect you. Because of you, Allah will protect your child. You protect the child of your child, and you protect the child of the child of your child. You protect your great grandchildren because of you. And that is why you find some people, they will be in societies that are corrupt and they will still survive. Not because of them, but because of their parents, because of their grandparents. And Allah will continue to protect them. Wherever they find themselves, they will get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will get somewhere and they are looking for assistance and people will assist them. Because their parents, they are assisting people. Those who don't know their parents, who they are assisting them. Because it is Allah that is making them, Allah controls their parents. So as-salah, the piety of parents is a key to the success of children. Successful parenting begins by we connecting with Allah, keeping our duties to Allah, engaging in acts of ibadah, worshipping Allah to the best of our ability, intentionally, deliberately. And we converse with Allah. We talk to Allah. We talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk to Him. Not just pray to Him, but we make munajat. We talk to Him. There is a difference between prayer and talking, speaking to Allah. The one who prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes he prays with an unmindful mind or state of mind. Somebody can be praying, but his mind is not even in the prayer. But the one who speaks to Allah from his mind. He has a conversation with Allah. And that's why you hardly find a salaf or a home to salaf sorry, except that you find him having a statement he uses to converse with Allah. There is something he uses to talk to Allah. That is the way he prays with Allah. That is the way he communicates with Allah. Ya Allah, I know you have done this to me. I have done this, you have done this. He gave me this, he gave me that. And I was able to do this with your permission. You gave me this, you gave me that. Ya Allah, this is what I want for you. That is conversation. One would deliberately from his mind to his tongue talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jesus said, we converse with Allah and we talk to him and ask him. what we want to do.
So basically, the message here is as parents, we want to give proper upbringing to our children, and we want Allah to give us success. One can make all the preparations, all the instruments are available. They are taking the child to Islamia, they are taking the child to Gogo, they have spent a lot of money, they still doing everything, and they don't get a result. Concentrate on your relationship with Allah. Concentrate on your relationship with Allah. And ask Allah to give you the result. Because you cannot do it. They say, Al-Adamu min al-Aba wa Salahu min al-Ba. The Adam, the teaching is from the parents. But the righteousness is from Allah. It is Allah that guides the child. So you beg him, you tell him that, Ya Allah, I'm doing this. Help me to guide my children. Make them upright. Make them understand what I'm teaching them. It is very important as far as the success of parenting is concerned. And that is the least thing people consider. Even when they pray like the tradition. You just pray prayer like a children. But that is beyond, parenting is beyond that. Our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a lot of things to do. If we don't have any other thing to confirm this, we have the story of Surah Al-Kahf. فَوَأَمَّا الْجِدَالُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. That's the model, that's the result that is showing how Allah will protect those that have been left behind by righteous deeds of Allah. Allah will protect them. So, Amal Jidaw as for the world that is about to collapse and I directed it. Fakhar al-Ulamayni is the main Ulamayni. It belongs to two young orphans in the city. وكان تحته كنز لهما. The father left to them treasure under the wall. وكان أبوهما صالحا. And their father was a righteous king of Allah. Allah will not forsake what he has left behind. So what that is what they are saying, that Allah تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. وكان أبوهما صالحا. Their father was a pious king of Allah. فأراد ربك أن يبلغ أشدهما. So your Lord wanted them to reach the age of maturity and strength. Except in their hands of one, they will bring up their treasure then. So that what the father left for them will be useful to them. Because their father was a righteous king of Islam. We Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let our children be righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen our faith in him. If one has money, and he thinks he can take his child to the best of schools, Islamia, Togo, and like so. And that is what he relies on. He might fail. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ أَوْلُهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِلْفَتَى فَأَوْلُهُ مَا يَجْنِي عَلِيهِ مَوَاعِدُهُ. He said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help his team, then the first thing that will harm him, the first thing that will put him in problem, the first thing that will cause him, slave failure are those strengths and skills he has. It is his skill that will teach him. It is his money. That's the way that he said he are teaching well, that he took his child to. That's where the child will confront the children. But when a person now surrenders to Allah, he knows it is Allah that does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes charge of the action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes charge of our death. But if we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach him, what we do, give us glory and favor, protect them from all the vices of the society. The society is becoming more and more frightening. If one is living in this society and this generation, they will be afraid for the next generation of people what they will be in their lives. But if we know that Allah Ta'ala is the protector, Allah who is the leader of our money, then we pray Allah Ta'ala will be their money. And what will assist in that way that we create a very good relationship between me and our Muslim government, and the right hand, and the other eyes of the right hand. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبوس لي ليش أسلت يا أختي مجد كل يوم بعد مني سوف إن شاء الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.